Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. This is Amanda Harrison and I'm here with Tim Tarantine to talk about this field of economic development that we love. Before we kick off today's podcast, though, we want to talk to you about one of the issues we keep hearing over and over again that economic developers are staying awake at night thinking about, and also that site consultants are struggling with in terms of satisfying their companies' and clients' needs. And that is the issue of workforce training, workforce development, and labor. So, Tim, instead of hearing about this issue over and over again of everyone struggling with workforce, what are we going to do about it? Let's put some action to this need.
You do not want to miss this opportunity. June 24 and 25 in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois, we will be attacking the issue of workforce with economic development. We're going to help leaders to diagnose their workforce issues. How do you really track and get the right kinds of data for your workforce? Is your organization ready to tell the story of your workforce? How do you answer those questions that tend to come up in every community seems to be struggling with this issue? We also are going to figure out how to document and describe your workforce. Which types of data sets should we be investing in as economic developers? Which workforce data sets are site selectors paying attention to as they're figuring out the data? We also will help people disperse. So getting that information marketed correctly, getting your message out to the appropriate audiences. And then finally, we'll talk about in this workshop how to discipline your organization to not only collect the data, but to understand it and be able to then message that in a way that brings jobs and wealth creation to your communities. This is an opportunity of a lifetime to go deep on a topic that all of us struggle with. Kate McEnroe is going to be joining us and several others there in Chicago. If you have other questions, please, ma'am, please, sir, go to consultantconnect.org for more information about the Workforce Workshop, or you can get in touch with Carla Winchester. And you all know her and have interacted with her if you've been to any of our events, and you can get to her right from the website, again, consultantconnect.org. I did have a conversation, Amanda, with Kenny McDonald. It was an amazing conversation. He is the chief economic developer at Columbus 2020, and Kenny served in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's done a lot of great work in North and South Carolina. He's got over 16 years of economic development experience. And his passion for marketing communities, for building communities, and his work in Columbus has been outstanding. You've heard of that work with the Columbus crew where he sits on the board there. He also sits on the board of the Transportation Research Center to make sure that Columbus is a hub for economic growth. Kenny's passion and commitment is clear, and I'm certain that you'll learn from Kenny as we listen to him now.
Hi, Kenny. This is Tim from Consultant Connect. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you and congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Kenny, we're going to dive right in. You've done quite a bit of amazing work with Columbus 2020 and in the 11-county region there around Columbus, Ohio. Could you talk more about Columbus and how things are going?
Yes, the Columbus metro area has really rebounded fantastically from the recession. And the plan that was instituted by business leaders and public leaders, a broad set of leaders of all ilks in 2009 and 2010, has really taken flight. And for maybe the first time in a long time, the Columbus region has gotten really aggressive and sustained that energy over a 4 or 5 year period. And we've seen job growth approaching 100,000 net new jobs in 5 year period of time.
That's amazing. And we're going to talk a lot more about Columbus. Let's put Columbus in context, though. What's one thing everyone should know about you as a leader, Kenny?
Well, I'm an economic developer, and I'm proud to say that that's my life's work. And I am not only a proponent of it for myself, but love to spend my time and energy to try to bring other people into the profession from outside from the business community as well as the academic community, young people.
So let's take a trip back. You can hear the passion for economic development in your voice. Why or how did you choose a career in economic development, or did economic development choose you?
I think it was the other way around. I started really at the ground level as an intern and had the great fortune to work for a great organization, the Savannah Economic Development Authority in Savannah, Georgia, for a great group of people who got me started on the right foot and really excited me about the profession, gave me lots of opportunity. And I've done almost every job you could have over the course of almost a 20-year period. I've been an intern, I've been a research manager, project manager, balanced the books on organizations, and now I get a chance to lead a great organization called Columbus 2020 in the Columbus metro area.
So, Kenny, you having played several different roles on a team in economic development probably helps you as a leader of a team. Tell us a bit about the team that you've built there at Columbus 2020.
Well, they're just terrific people. And we started with one person. I moved and we started the organization 5 years ago. Added a couple of people right away that had a great focus on the objective and understood what we were all about. And every person that we add, we want to make sure that not only are they a great professional and they have aspirations for themselves, but they understand our mission. I would say that we're very much an economic development organization, but we're rooted in the business community. So we have a business focus and we try to act more like a private sector organization than a public one.
And I'm sure that the businesses you work with appreciate that. Let's talk about, as you and the team look at your work every day, how do you define success as a leader yourself? And then how do you define it for the organization? How do you know you've been successful?
Well, I'll start with the organization first and really the strategy, which is centered around four things. One is to have net new job creation across our region, and that means across the entire 11 counties. And by net new jobs, we mean we want to keep the jobs that we have and the companies that are operating here and help them grow, as well as bringing in new ones. We want to bring in investment to the tune of about $1 billion a year, every year for a decade, which is a substantial increase to where Columbus had been performing. Finally, we want the per capita income to be growing as much as 30% over this decade, and we're on path for that. Something that is a national issue is, you know, our wages keeping path with our growth. And then finally, and this is fairly unique for our area, is that we really want to be recognized. The Columbus, Ohio metro area is a modest and quiet place that grows and performs quite well, but may not always be in a national spotlight. And so we do lots of things to make sure people know that it exists and know that there are opportunities there. For me personally, it's more about, is our team centered on those goals, and are we creating opportunities from within for our people to take advantage of and grow as professionals? Hopefully, by staying within the team and working upward within the team without leaving our doors.
It seems clear to me that you have very real and very direct line of sight to what you call success and how you all define that. The shadow side of that is failure. And it is often said we learn more from our failures than our successes. Tell us about a project or a deal that fell through and what you've learned from it.
Unfortunately, if you practice this for long enough, you have many of those. And anyway, it could start almost anywhere. I would say that we have chased a few things where we get really excited about them. And I think it may be more painful to lose when you know that you were really a good fit, and that you just needed a kind of a break to go your way, or a company to take that final leap of faith with your community. And when that doesn't happen, what it does for me is reinforce that we've got to get up every single day and be working towards our goals and getting better and serving those clients and transforming our community from within.
Absolutely. So knowing that, what keeps you up at night today? What is the one thing that you say, wow, we'd better stay vigilant here as a community or as an economic development profession? What's keeping you up at night?
There's a few things that keep me up at night. One is creating broad-based economic opportunity across our 11 counties. And while our area is seeing really billions of dollars of investment every year and thousands of jobs being created, are those jobs and that investment, is that creeping into both our poor rural areas as well as our poor urban areas? And are we creating hope and aspiration in those areas, because I think that's a real risk for particular metro areas. And second is just the dynamic nature of the global economy these days, where you may be following a path or working on projects that can be taken off the table virtually overnight through an issue somewhere else in the world, perhaps on the other side of the planet, or through an act of terrorism or something like that. So building a resilient community is something that we're very focused on.
Sure. So, Kenny, I'm going to get you out of here on this one. And this one is really at 30,000 feet. You've been a professional. You've proven that you're committed to the industry. And for that, we thank you for all the work you've done. But as you look into the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on? Where will we get the biggest bang for our buck moving forward?
You know, I think to continue to build diversity in the profession and bring smart, capable young people into it and get them excited about it, not just as a place to stop for a while, but to commit their career to and to bring their talents from different perspectives to help us solve these very complex issues of growing the economy and building great communities and strengthening our country.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Kenny McDonald, thank you for all the work you're doing in the Columbus area to make that region great. And thank you for all you've done to improve and lift up our profession. And of course, congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.